You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
A good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Balls, your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCK15. You'll get 15% off your next order. I'm your host, Derek Kane, at underscore Kaner on Twitter, at Locked On Vols. You can follow, you can rate, you can review, you can subscribe, and of course, you can share to all your friends Locked On Vols 5 days a week, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast, available on Spotify, on Google Play, on Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, guys, Apple Podcasts as well. Got a loaded show coming up here on a Monday where we look back on the weekend a little bit, but first, some football news in segment number one. In segment number two, Tennessee basketball has rolled in its first fish from the transfer portal by the name of Justin Powell of Auburn. I'll tell you why this was an excellent get for Rick Barnes and staff. And in segment number three, Tennessee baseball continues to win. Could this be the year Tennessee baseball goes over the hump in terms of being in the top half of the SEC, in terms of being a real player for potentially, you know, hosting a regional and maybe some more after that, as Tennessee baseball continues playing well and getting a lot of hype from around the country. So that is the layout here for today. Guys, I appreciate it. Thanks for all your interactions so far this weekend. Don't forget, Twitter Tuesday is tomorrow. A lot going on in the world of Tennessee football, basketball, baseball, and everything else. So send in those Twitter questions at underscore Kaner and at Locked On Vols. Let's get down into it. This is a Monday Locked On Vols. So some notes from over the weekend. Of course, we recorded my last podcast, and it was available Friday morning, and after, you know, of last week, and then after that dropped, of course, we went and viewed practice number five for Tennessee football. It was cold. It was a sunny day, but it was cold, and practice was held in the morning. And so when we went out there, I noticed that linebackers Jeremy Banks and Roman Harrison were back. They were on the field. They were going through drills. They were going through stretches, stuff like that. But the two were not in full pads. Those two had not been present when media has been in attendance for any other spring practice so far this year. And so ask Josh Heupel about Jeremy Banks and Roman Harrison, and ask what his kind of what their prognosis was for the spring. Kind of know that Jeremy Banks had some offseason surgery to clean up a few things, had heard that Roman Harrison was battling some minor issues. And Josh Heupel said that those two guys are working their tails off to get back. They're working. And they're going to continue to be allowed to do more and more as spring goes on. However, likely those two guys will not be in any type of full contact roles during spring practice. And so a position group that we've talked about many, many times here on this podcast, and we're going to continue to talk about it, looks like it's not going to get any help in terms of what we might see out there for the orange and white game. Hey, listen, it's spring. You know, it's part of it. Spring is not the finishing product. And certainly when you guys get eyes on this linebacker position in the orange and white game on April 24th, it is not going to be near a finished product. I still think Tennessee will go out and get some help potentially at linebacker to come in next year. Jeremy Banks, who I think has got the potential to turn into a good linebacker, but needs a lot of work. He won't be out there. And Roman Harrison, who has primarily played the edge so far this year, the talk is, the communication is that he's going to be moving and getting reps at the inside linebacker spot, and I think that's going to be a welcome addition there. But he won't be out there as well in terms of a full contact role. So wanted to give you guys an update on Jeremy Banks and Roman Harrison. That was from the head man, Josh Heupel. We'll continue to do more and more, but in terms of full contact, probably won't happen during spring practice. A lot of technical work for the front seven. I paid a lot of attention to offense the first 2 days, and I really went down and watched the defense the entire time that the media were allowed in practice on Friday, and a whole lot of technical work, and you'd expect it. I mean, this is spring practice, so a lot of back drills, a lot of foot drills, a lot of cage work for the defensive linemen, a lot of taking on blockers, practicing your hand placement, shedding that blocker, getting eyes on the running back, a lot of read, a lot of mental reps in terms of, you know, getting your eyes on the tailback, stepping with that tailback and reading that tailback, just a whole lot of stuff like that. And so I noticed a lot of technical work for the front seven on Friday, with it being defensive linemen and linebackers. Speaking of defensive linemen, Rodney Garner was getting after it. Oh man, was Rodney Garner getting after it. I mentioned in, I believe it was the second practice on Thursday, that we were able to go and view, that Rodney Garner made made his group, one of those groups on the sled, redo it three times when I was just standing there. He is looking for perfection and at least perfect effort. And, you know, if you mess up going full speed, I think that's okay, but in terms of the coaches, but you got to give that perfect effort. And so Rodney Gardner has been getting after it for those at those defensive linemen. And so that's good to see. And that's a veteran group. There's a lot of bodies there, a lot of guys that can play. Looking back at the secondary, I had eyes on the secondary for a little bit. It looked like the starting five back there. And again, we weren't there for long, but it looked like it was Kenneth George, Alonzo Taylor at the corners. Looked like Jalen McCullough, Trayvon Flowers at the safeties. And it looked like Theo Jackson was practicing at that nickelback spot, which is the star spot in the last defense. So they were kind of walking through some things as a big group a lot of the times when I was out there, but that's kind of what I saw from the defensive side of the football on Friday. One more thing before we shift gears to basketball in segment number two. Josh Heupel kind of gave an update on Caden Salter and the other players that are suspended indefinitely right now, that being Martavis French, Aaron Willis, Isaac Washington, and of course Caden Salter. Those guys were charged with misdemeanor drug violations following a March 9th incident in the dormitories. All those guys are suspended indefinitely right now. It became knowledge that Caden Salter's misdemeanor drug violation was dropped. And so he's, from a legal standpoint, it looks like he's in the clear right now. All of those players were not charged with assault or burglary. That's a hard word for me to say, and I apologize. Burglary. So it looks like three of them are on the hook for still dealing with misdemeanor drug violations. None of them are charged with assault or burglary. Caden Salter looks like he's not been charged with either. But all four of those players still suspended from the team. Jeremy Pruitt. Sorry, guys. It's habit. Josh Heupel said that it's an ongoing process. Jimmy Himes of the Sports Animal reported that the UT Student Conduct Board will issue notice of allegations this week to those players. Those players are still not allowed back in the dorms right now. And Josh Heupel hopes that some type of resolution from the school will be here before the guys exit spring practice, which will be on April 24th. So a little bit of an update there. Not really an update, but kind of an update there regarding those four players and their incidents in the dorms back on March the 9th. But none of those players are back on the practice field right now. Oh, and one other note, James Robinson is not practicing with the team right now. Jimmy Himes again reported that he was present on the scene, but he was not charged during the incident on March the 9th. So kind of an update there, and we'll have to see what is going on with those players as time goes on. Guys, I appreciate it. Segment number one's in the book. We'll continue on with Justin Powell, the Auburn transfer to the Tennessee basketball team. I'll tell you why that's a big deal when we return here on Locked On Vols. But first, man, was Final Four action a whole lot of fun? Well, maybe one game was a whole lot of fun. Of course, that being that game winner, Jalen Suggs at the buzzer to propel Gonzaga to the national title game over UCLA. And of course, keep that perfect record alive. And I don't know about you guys, but I had a pretty decent weekend. I mean, it wasn't perfect. I'm not trying to say I'm perfect at this, but had a pretty decent weekend at Bet Online with Final Four action. It's the easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Of course, you can get in on it tonight as well for the national title game. Again, it is Gonzaga going up against Baylor. Two number one seeds, preseason one versus two. It should be a whole lot of fun. It's real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can possibly imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's completely free to sign up. Head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on that first deposit. All you have to do is use the promo code LOCKEDON. LOCKEDON for a 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. If you haven't indulged in BetOnline yet, now's the perfect time. It's the March Madness National Championship tonight. You've got Gonzaga going up against Baylor. Now's the time. Do it all at BetOnline. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, we're going to talk about a Tennessee commitment from the transfer portal here in just a moment. But first, guys, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on all the latest news in every major sport with the help of your local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And by now, I'm sure the news has traveled to your neck of the woods. It was about the time I got off the air Saturday morning at about 10 a.m. when it became official on social media per Justin Powell. But Justin Powell is transferring from Auburn to Tennessee into the transfer portal. And now he has elected to come to Knoxville and finish out his collegiate career. And so this is big because it solves one of two major needs for Tennessee. I think the number one priority should have been post. And it's still a huge priority, don't get me wrong. And Rick Barnes and his staff are continuing to work to try and solve that issue. Of course, I say staff, you know, Kim English is gone and he's now the head coach of George Mason. There's a lot of hype and a lot of talk around Desmond Oliver potentially being named the next head coach at ETSU. That news could come as early as maybe the beginning of this week, maybe today. That's kind of been the word this weekend. But nonetheless, Rick Barnes is, and his support staff and staff are working hard to find guys in the transfer portal, find a shooter and find a post player, and they will. But the shooter was found on Saturday when Justin Powell committed to Tennessee. He's a 6'6" shooting guard, and he comes from Auburn. He played in only 10 games as a freshman, so everything I'm saying right now is working from an extremely small sample size. So I don't think it's important. We should not overreact here. I know that's going to be tough because we always like to overreact, but an extremely small sample size of 10 games as a true freshman at Auburn, where his season was cut short due to a severe concussion. But during those 10 games, you like what you saw. Shot 44% from three-point land. He averaged 11.7 points per game, so about 12 points per game. Also a solid rebounder. Averaged 6.1 rebounds per game and 4.7 assists per game. So really, on the stat sheet, an all-around solid player in the small sample size for Justin Powell. But also, which is intriguing, what you like about him, he's a big-bodied wing player, okay? 6'6", over 200 pounds. That's going to pair very, very nicely with Josiah Jordan-James, who will be returning to Tennessee next year, with Kennedy Chandler, who's coming in next year as well to be part of this team. And whoever's back in the front court, of course, E.J. Anasicki, John Fulkerson, we'll see about them. Anasicki said all along he's coming back, but Fulkerson, we'll have to see about him. Olivier Kumwa, Uros Plofsic, and of course the other guys that make up this team. But like the fact that he's a big body guard, because the thing I like it the most about Josiah Jordan-James is he does a little bit of everything. He was Tennessee's leading rebounder this year. He was huge on the boards, and Justin Powell looks like he's going to be big on the boards as well. When Tennessee goes small and you've got, well, now it likely won't be Pons, but you're going small and you're taking a traditional five or a traditional four out of the ball game, you know, guys like Josiah Jordan-James and Justin Powell can body up and play defense against bigger opponents. And so you really like that versatility in the arsenal here. So Justin Powell commits to Tennessee. That's big. It's not going to be the only thing. Tennessee still has plenty of room on this staff or on this roster because of the guys who have exited the transfer portal, Andrew Pember and Devontae Gaines. Of course, your freshman, Jaden Springer, who signed with A3 Athletics on Saturday. That's a local agency here in Knoxville, so congratulations to him. A3 Athletics is the agency that brought us Brandon Kennedy on the podcast, so likely, we're going to get Jaden Springer to this podcast here in a little bit, so stay tuned for that. But Jaden Springer's already announced he's going to the NBA. Keon Johnson likely going to follow. Of course, I mentioned John Fulkerson. I mentioned Eve Pons. John Fulkerson kind of deciding what he wants to do. Eve Pons likely gone as well. So there's about 4 to 5 spots still left to fill on this team. You're going to add in some high schoolers for sure, but I think you're still going to add in a couple of players from the transfer portal. And who wouldn't want to come to Tennessee, a chance to win the SEC? Who wouldn't want to come and play for Rick Barnes? I know a lot of fans have their qualms about Rick Barnes right now, about the early postseason tournament departures and the lack of getting to an Elite Eight or a consecutive Sweet 16s. I get all that. But in terms of producing talent and putting it towards the NBA, that's very appealing to players in the transfer portal and at the high school realm. It's why you want to come and play for Rick Barnes. And so this will not be the only move Tennessee basketball does this offseason. Of course, I'm not breaking any news there, but it is the first move, Justin Powell. And he was at Auburn. We're going to catch up with Zach Blackerby of Locked On Auburn here later in the week, and he's going to give us a quick rundown of what Justin Powell is and what we're going to get out of him here in Knoxville. But again, the basic 6'6" shooting guard, played in only 10 games as a freshman, had to cut his season short due to a severe concussion, but when he was out there, you like what you saw, 44% from three, 11.7 points per game, a solid rebounder, does very well dishing out the basketball, averaging nearly 5 assists per game in those 10 games. And if you just look down his box score real quick before we head on to segment number three, look at his game log. He just got into SEC play before he was sidelined, played in 21 minutes against Texas A&M on January the 2nd. That was the last game he logged as a true freshman, only 21 minutes in that game. But all the other games he played as a true freshman, the 8 games prior to that last one, played at least 32 minutes, or played in 8 of the 9, played at least 31 minutes in each ball game. His first 3 games for Auburn, played 28 minutes, 22 minutes, 23 minutes. So he's playing starter minutes, okay? And he scored 26 against South Alabama. He scored 26 against Memphis way back in mid-December. Scored 15 against Texas Southern. Scored 17 in his debut game against St. Joseph's. So, I mean, here's the thing. It's a small sample size. We'll know more and more and more about him when we see him actually in a Tennessee Volunteers uniform. But on paper, you like it. Tennessee needed a shooter. Tennessee got a shooter. And Tennessee will continue to add to its roster. Again, we will catch up with a Locked On Auburn host, Zach Blackerby, and get some more info on Justin Powell in the coming days. So, I want to give you an update on the Tennessee basketball roster from over the weekend. That commitment came down the line on Saturday. When we return, segment number three, Tennessee baseball continues to win a big series victory in Tuscaloosa against Alabama, and we'll break down that. And, of course, what do we think about this Tennessee baseball team, and how far do we think this Tennessee baseball team can go? A lot more about that conversation on the other side. But first, Built Bar guys, Locked 15. Locked 15, you're going to get 15% off your next order if you use that promo code Locked 15 at BuiltBar.com. 12 original flavors, and they continue to add more and more and more. The count's at 18 right now. The caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisps. Those are all the newer flavors, but you got the OGs as well, the coconut almond, the raspberry, German chocolate, peanut butter, banana bread, mint brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate, orange, toffee almond, coconut, and peanut butter brownie. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew. Okay, it looks like a candy bar. It tastes like a candy bar, but it's not a candy bar. It's a protein bar. It's Built Bar. It's great for the health conscious guy or gal while maintaining to lose weight while indulging in this delicious treat. It's low calorie, it's low sugar, it's high in protein, high in fiber, great for that keto diet. Again, Locked 15, you'll get 15% off your next order if you use the promo code Locked 15 at BuiltBar.com. We got some Tennessee baseball conversations to conclude this Monday podcast, but before then, guys, you know it's April, and that means the Locked On the NFL Network, a podcast, is shifting into draft mode. April 19th through the 23rd is the ultimate 2021 mock draft featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Brian Baldinger, and Michael Lombardi. You can find out who trades up, who trades back, and who selects the next young star. Stay tuned for more info about where you can find the ultimate 2021 mock draft here in the coming days. So, a highlight of what's going on this spring here at Tennessee, here on the Hill, here in Knoxville, is this Tennessee baseball team. And really, I don't want to say this is new, because it's not. You know, Tony Vitello, I guess this is his fourth season. Of course, year three was cut short due to COVID. I believe they were just about to get into SEC play, and then ultimately everything was shut down. But you saw things getting better immediately in season one. And then in season two, you saw a fantastic non-conference record, okay? And then in season, and then ultimately you go through the battle, you go through the ringer in SEC play. And Tennessee continues to improve its standing each year under Tony Vitello and the SEC standings. And now here in year four, in Tennessee baseball, 3 SEC series, 3 SEC series wins, okay? Pretty impressive, to say the least. And Friday, of course, coming off a series in Alabama against the Crimson Tide. Friday came up short 4-7. Saturday, you won 8-4 in 11 innings. 8-7 in 11 innings. Can't read my writing. I apologize. See, 8-7 would make more sense if it went into extras, so we'll go with that. And then, can't read my notes. And then on Sunday, you won that series. Yeah, that series clinching victory 9-8. All right, on Tuesday, you'll have Eastern Kentucky. On the weekend docket. Here's where it gets tough, though. All right, the weekend docket, you've got Tennessee squaring off against Florida, which was the preseason number one ranked team. And then next weekend, you're squaring off against Vanderbilt, which is currently the number one ranked team. So you've got some trials and tribulations ahead of you. So how big a boy are you? What's this Tennessee baseball team and how is it going to be moving forward? I mean, I think that when you can pitch, you can be in any ball game right now. You know, I'm a huge Braves fan. Now, quick anecdote here, huge Braves fan. And the Atlanta Braves went up to Philadelphia to start the 2021 campaign and got swept. And, you know, all my friends are saying, oh, and I'm seeing on Twitter overreaction, of course. But the thing Atlanta did in that series, and again, it's just three games out of 162, but pitched very, very well. The bullpen gave up some runs on Saturday and Sunday, but pitched very, very well, specifically starting pitching. And so I'm not overly concerned about it right now because if you can pitch, you'll be in any ball game. Yes, Atlanta's lineup, goodness gracious, embarrassing. Just nonchalant. Didn't do anything this weekend. I get all that. But my point is, if you can pitch, then you're gonna be in any game, any series. And in my opinion, you're going to be there through the long haul. Look what Atlanta did for that 14 straight years whenever it won the NL East title. It's because it could pitch. Yeah, the no-names out there playing in the field sometimes, but he could pitch. Tennessee can pitch, and Tennessee under Tony Vitello, who's a masterful pitching coach in his own right, can pitch. Yes, you lost your star reliever in Jackson Leaf. Yeah, you lost him for the year, and that's unfortunate. But you still got Blake Tidwell, Sean Hundley, Will Heflin, Chad Dallas. You've got a ton of others who have, and more that I haven't even named right now, have really come on and just been phenomenal and carry what they've done in years past on in here to the new season in 2021. I mean, look at Blake Tidwell. Look no other. 2.58 ERA in seven starts so far this year. 38 innings and a third. He surrendered only 11 earned runs. 39 strikeouts, 9 walks. 34 strikeouts, 6 walks for Sean Hundley. 35 strikeouts, 5 walks for Will Heflin. 49 strikeouts, 9 walks for Chad Dallas. Look at these starters' records here. 4-1 for Tidwell. 4-1 for Sean Hundley, who, albeit comes out of the bullpen, he's not a starter, but 4-1 for Hundley. Yeah, 2-1 for Will Heflin, okay, who starts a lot of games, also comes out of the bullpen at some points or another. And then you're 4-0 for Chad Dallas. Now, starting pitching is where you're going to win ball games, and Tennessee can pitch the daylights out of the baseball. And look at that lineup. You've got three starters who are hitting over 300, one of which in Liam Spence, who's sitting at 404 clip through 28 games. 28 games, 28 starts, 404. Okay, that's not bad at all. Yeah, he's hit 2 home runs. He's drove in 19. But look at Jake Rucker right below him, 339. He's driven in 28 runs. Look at Drew Gilbert, who was playing hero earlier this season, driving in second place on the team in 29 runs driven in so far. You got Jordan Beck, who's driven in 31 runs. These guys are hitting at a high clip and playing efficient baseball. Tennessee is 24-5 right now, 16-2 at home, 8-3 on the road, and 7-2 in SEC play. So it's going to get tougher. It's going to get a lot tougher from here on out. Again, I mentioned you've got Eastern Kentucky on Tuesday, but then you've got Florida this weekend. Then you've got Vanderbilt next weekend. Okay, these are the series to where you can say, all right, not only is Tennessee improved, not only is Tennessee a threat, not only has Tennessee been back to the postseason under Tony Vitello, but Tennessee is here and Tennessee is ready to knock you off. Tennessee is really trying to pivot itself, position itself to not only finish in the top five of the SEC, but try to win the daggum thing, all right? College Baseball World Series, it'll be this summer. There's been some projections out there of, you know, which 8 teams you think will be representing the field. There was one projection last week that had Tennessee at the 8th spot. That's quite an honor right now. Are you there yet? No, you're not there yet, in my opinion, but that's an early projection. And Tennessee's coached so well, and Tennessee's got depth, Tennessee's got power, and Tennessee can hit for average for the most part. But most importantly, Tennessee has pitching. It was a weekend series victory against Alabama on the road this past weekend. Tennessee swept LSU, and fans were having a whole lot of fun with that one last weekend. And then at Georgia to begin SEC play earlier in March, Tennessee won that series as well, winning the bookends of that Friday and Sunday before falling on Saturday. So Tennessee off and running in SEC play again. Florida this weekend, Vanderbilt the next weekend. Then you'll be at Texas A&M, against Kentucky, at Missouri, against Arkansas, and then at South Carolina. Those are your SEC series schedules from here on out throughout the rest of the season. But Tennessee in good position. Tennessee in great position, and Tennessee can do it pretty much everywhere on the field right now with the plates, on the mound, in the bullpen, and wins. That's what that does, is that contributes to wins. I've got some connections with the radio booth there at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. I can probably get John Wilkerson on to talk some Tennessee baseball if that's what you guys want. If you guys really, really want that, tweet me. Holler at me at _Cain or send me an email, emcain54@gmail.com. If you guys want John Wilkerson, let me know. I'll probably get him on anyway. But if you guys really want John Wilkerson to talk some Tennessee baseball, holler at me, because I could probably make that happen when I talk to him tomorrow at my place of work. Nonetheless, congratulations to Tennessee baseball off and running. Tennessee softball, not a good Saturday showing, but picked up the series victory over number 8 Kentucky this weekend. 6-2 victory on Sunday. And, of course, Ashley Rogers was phenomenal inside the circle. So, that's kind of a weekend diamond recap for the Tennessee Lady Vols and Tennessee baseball, of course. And so we'll continue to discuss diamond sports as we move on, if that's more and more about what you guys want to hear about. Also, one more note before we end today's show. Cam Manning, at CMS or CM Says Stuff on Twitter, listener of the podcast, and I appreciate Cam. Cam tweeted me on Saturday and said this: Gino Auriemma, is 0-4 in the Final Four since cutting Candace Parker from the 2016 Olympic team. We always get our revenge. I like that note, Cam, and I wanted to mention on the podcast. Gino Auriemma, 0-4 in the Final Four since cutting Candace Parker from the 2016 Olympic team. We always get our revenge. So nice little note there. A good Monday show, everybody. Appreciate it. Don't forget Twitter Tuesday. That is coming up tomorrow. So when you're listening to this, if you have a question, tweet me at _Cainer, at LockedOnVols. Get your questions in there on Tennessee football, Tennessee basketball, Tennessee baseball, whatever you guys want. It's Twitter Tuesday coming up tomorrow on the podcast. Got a great slew of guests going to join us the rest of the week, so I'm really, really excited about that. But most importantly, guys, thank you. Thank you for the positive reviews on Apple Podcasts. I saw them over the weekend. You are the best, and I will read those out on Five Star Friday coming up later in the week. Guys, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Attack this Monday. Kill this Monday. Let's all get off to an excellent start to the week here on Locked On Vols. Guys, I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your Monday.